Yeah, I like the end of the world. It's it's a good topic. Well, I covered it, pretty extensively, let's say, in Thomas Katz. It was my vision of the apocalypse. And I think, the destruction of the universe has to end with, God slowly removing all the things that he or she made in creation. So if you go, let there be light at the beginning, then you have to say no light at the end, and slowly remove all the aspects of your production. Get rid of objects and get rid of sound and then light, and then be ending up on your own as God, having destroyed your creation, and then you destroy yourself. So, yeah, that's my vision of the apocalypse. That's the way it has to be, I think, logically.
I like that you gave that role to the guy at the security camera guy who just watches like the endless screens. Sorry if I accidentally cut you off there.
No, it's good. Yeah, he's a fantastic actor, Paul Ritter. Yes, he died sadly
Oh, shit.
a year ago. A year ago,
Sad.
Fantastic performer.
Would you mind if I asked another question about Simon Magus, just to bring it back
No,
to
not at
that?
all. Not at
I'm
all.
sorry, I'm just wanting to ask you about like all your, not your relationships with these actors, but just like the story of how they even got on it and what they thought about it possibly. But I'm super interested in Ian Holm and his performance. I always felt like he had like the greatest like acting streak from like 1990. Six to like 2005, I think. Like he was just in all these like insane projects at that exact time, and it was like he was like the perfect cast in all these different movies. And he always played somewhat like a sort of like a trickster evil figure. Then and in the beginning, he wouldn't actually be seen as like an evil character, but then he would. There would be like a twist ending somewhat, and happens a lot in like Lord of the Rings. It happens in From Hell. He's like a Freemason and
All right.
Existenz. And then in Simon Magus, he's the devil. So I was kind of curious about that, if you ever thought about that. And I also wanted to ask about the devil as a mushroom scene and how you came up with that, because that's like one of my favorite scenes in like any movie, basically. And the Jewish golem kind of text on his face is awesome. I mean, the Hebrew lettering.
It's the Book of Job written on him. Some lines from the Book of Job. As we've mentioned before, one of my favorite books in the Bible. Ian Holm. Well, it was amazing that he agreed to do it. And he was very, very nice to work with, very easy, a lovely man, and obviously one of the great actors. I suppose I first came across him in Alien, in Ridley Scott's Alien, where he does this, absolutely incredible performance, where it's extremely disturbing. A guy who turns out to be a robot. Then I suppose I've seen him, performing Pinter on the television, but he was particularly good at Pinter. Just having this slight kind of feeling of threat about him, even though he's just this very small, very kind of normal-looking guy. Ian Holm is a small guy, and he's not ugly, and he's not handsome. He's just, this very kind of, straightforward-looking guy. But somehow he exudes this malevolence at times. This kind of evil, sort of power somehow comes from this small person, but he can also be incredibly sympathetic as well. And what's that Atom Egoyan film? The Sweet Hereafter, I think it's called. Which is around this period that you were talking about, this kind of this kind of strong period of his. The mushroom thing, to be honest, I can't remember where that came from. It's just a kind of nightmarish image for me of this head growing through your floor like a mushroom. And I like some of the lines that he says, I've come here to tell you will never be able to sleep again. I think that's quite has got a terrifying line. And the thing I remember about that is, of course, we had to build the set so that Ian would sit on a chair beneath the set with his head through the floor. And it's only when I saw him, you know, putting his head covered with his latex through the floor that I realized he must have done the same for Ridley Scott in Alien, because his head...
Oh, yeah, totally.
His head gets cut off and is there on the floor kind of talking or something. I can't remember, all these sort of liquid coming out of his mouth or something. And so I apologized to him and said, sorry to, you know, make you blind with this latex and put your head through the floor and so on. And he said something like, well, so far you've only left me here for an hour maximum. Ridley Scott left me for 8 hours.
Holy shit.
I had to piss in a bottle or something, you know. I can't remember exactly what he told me, but it was nice working with him. It's great. Yeah,
that's I love like synchronicities like that when they're completely unplanned, but then it's like this one guy, for no reason, he has to play like the same role over and over again, and in a good way, and not like a like he's trapped kind of way, but it's like it's all great symbolism, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah. I wanted to say Noah Taylor as well. Like, he played Simon Magus, and then like 2 years later he was in that movie Max where he plays Hitler, and it's very similar. I was like, damn, he's kind of playing the exact same character, but like on the total opposite side of the spectrum, really.
Right. Yeah.
I told Barrett to watch Max, even though it's not totally relevant.
I've seen it, but I can hardly remember. I didn't. It wasn't a great film, as I remember.
Yeah, yeah. I like it, but yeah, I agree.
Noah didn't enjoy himself, I think, on that
film. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, he was like riveting as like
he's
a deranged person again.
He's great, you know, he's a great actor. I think he had difficulties with some other people on that shoot, I think.
Did you, when you were making the the town in the Austrian village that you had constructed, did you use a similar set designer on that one, or is it totally different for Thomas Katz and the inspector's office? What's his name? Ian McNeice's office.
Yeah, good question. I mean, the production designer on Simon Magus is called Angela Davies, and I think she did an amazing job. It's the only film that she's done. She was a theatre designer and costume designer for theatre, and I brought her on to the production design on Simon Magus because I knew she had exactly the right style for it, and I was completely right. She did a fantastic job. Now, she got pregnant during the shoot of Simon Magus, and I offered Thomas Katz to her, which we shot quite quickly after completing Simon Magus, but she'd just given birth, I think. I mean, you know, she had a baby. So she couldn't do Thomas Katz, even though I'd liked her to have done it. She then suggested someone she'd been at college with, Gideon Davey, who then did Thomas Katz for me, and again did a great job. I think was also from the same kind of background as theatre and opera, rather than.